Hello there, penny droppers. You have again tuned in to the Penny Drop. But if you are new here, and I'm very happy to say we have some new penny droppers who've joined us, this is just a 5-minute story that I tell every week here on the podcast and also in my newsletter that hopefully will make some communication or engagement idea drop for you by the end. That's the promise. Sometimes it works really well. Other times we do an experiment, like last week, and the first 22 people who listened got the wrong version, the version that the platform suppressed some noise. So my experiment didn't work. If you were one of the first 22 and you thought it was weird, go back and listen. It's fixed. You might understand it better. So I do have another story for you today. I got home late last night after running a storytelling workshop, and it was a long drive back, over an hour. I had the heater on. I had my podcast turned up, of course. Not this one. That would be weird. Another one that I was listening to. I had my snacks within reach, and I was completely cocooned in my little world of sound and warmth. It was awesome. And I drove up the driveway to our little farm. I parked the car. I opened the door, stepped out, and suddenly everything was different. And I wonder if you felt this. You know, the air was cool and damp, that kind that clings to your skin before the rain arrives. There was no wind, no sound, just this stillness. And above me, I had this sky that was so wide and clear that it was like the stars had been waiting for me to notice them. And I did. I couldn't not. It was a huge shift that happened in a single moment from me being in the car to getting outside of the car. And I felt the shift before I even thought about it. And that's the thing about what I call frequency shifts, is sometimes they're obvious, like stepping from noise into silence, but other times they're subtle. They're almost imperceptible, a shift in energy, a shift in mood, a shift in the way something feels. But whether they're loud or they're quiet, they're fast or they're slow, they're intentional or unexpected, frequency shifts are always happening. And they don't just happen when we step out of a warm cocoon of a car into a country night. I'm getting very lyrical today. They also happen for you, for everyone, at home, at play, at work, in conversations, decisions, interactions, and just the way that we move through the world. Because I think everything we do exists in a frequency, bit of a new way of thinking about it. So the spaces we move through, the tasks we switch between, the interactions we have, the thoughts that pull us in one direction or another. And the real skill isn't just noticing the shift, it's knowing what to do with it. Because you'll know this, not every shift feels good. Not every shift is welcome. Not every shift should be ignored. Sometimes there's a frequency shift that is a relief, like when you leave a loud, chaotic space and you step into something that's calm. But other times it's jarring, like waking up from a deep sleep to an alarm or a 5-year-old child. It feels like an electric shock. Sometimes we need the shift to be fast, to snap us out of a rut, wake us up, change direction. Other times, though, we need it to be slow, slow enough to let us adjust, to settle in and feel safe enough to make the move. And sometimes, before we change the frequency, we need to match it first. Now, this is the part I think most people miss, and it affects the way they move through their world, whether that's at work or at home. And I wonder how aware you are of the frequencies that you're operating on, the one that you bring into a room, a conversation, a decision. How often do you notice when it's different, your frequency is different from the people around you? Because, you know, when frequencies clash, things feel off. The conversation stalls, the message gets lost, the momentum disappears. I wonder what's going through your head at the moment? Like, what happens for you when a frequency shift throws you off? when the energy feels wrong, when the pace isn't right, when the vibe's just off. What do you do? Like, how do you adjust? Hold steady. How do you push through? Now, after reading the newsletter version of The Penny Drop last week, my good friend and mentor and all-round legend, Richard Hodge, made the connection between this idea of mine of frequency thinking and Hedy Lamarr, so the Hollywood actress and also the inventor of something called frequency hopping. So this was it's amazing combo that she came up with. This is a technology that's was designed to stop military radio signals from jamming during World War II, but her invention then went on to become the foundation of all modern wireless communication, from Wi-Fi as we know it to GPS. And when I think about this idea of frequency hopping, really it's not so different from what our brains need to do now all day, every day, just to keep up with all of the communication that's being thrown at us. You know, we're dodging misinformation, we're cutting through interference, we're trying to make sure that the right message lands with the right people at the right time. And sometimes that means we're adjusting our signal, we're jumping frequencies, or having to find a clearer way through all that noise. And I think being aware of these three things can help our brains do that a bit better. I think we can be aware of the situation, so what's happening around us. Things are situational. We need to be aware of the relationship. So things are relational. How do we fit into that moment? And then we also need to be aware of the vibration. What's vibrational? What's the right way to respond? And look, I love the metaphor, obviously. But metaphor aside, I was lucky to land a job early in my career that really demanded that I noticed and shift frequencies constantly. So many of you will know that I worked in live radio for years, and I'd find myself in different situations daily. I'd move from a high energy live act to a deeply personal one-on-one interview just moments later, or I'd move from packed auditoriums to dealing with talkback callers who'd never been on the radio before. I'd have unprepared interviews that I'd record in the intimacy of people's homes or workplaces to really high stakes political conversations. And often there was only a minute between them or less. And the relationships, they ranged from literally old friends to complete strangers, from prisoners to prime ministers. And the vibrations, sometimes they were instantly open and warm. But other times, and you'll have experienced this, I had to work to bring someone with me, to earn their trust, to guide them past their hesitation or help them forget that the audience is there so that they can speak freely, or just to ease them towards saying what they really meant. And knowing how to do this, I think it's game-changing. I mean, what would change for you if you knew what to do with the different frequencies that you need to move through? If you knew when to match, when to shift, and when to hold. Because whether it's a conversation, a meeting, a project, or just the way you move through your day, I reckon frequency is always at play. And when you start paying attention to it, everything changes. So now, because of the intro I did 8 minutes ago, I'm wondering if the penny has dropped for you. I made this big promise. Has it dropped? If not, okay, here's my disclaimer. In the newsletter version of The Penny Drop, I give you a whole heap of recommendations, something to read, something to listen to, something to watch, and someone to follow that will build out this theme that I'm talking about. So at the moment, it's mastering frequency thinking. So if you have not yet subscribed, I'll leave a button for you to do that in the show notes. You can also find it on my website. Sign up, check it out. If you don't like it, you can unsubscribe later. It won't get you in trouble. You do you. I've talked for too long. I've broken the 5 minute promise. I do that a bit. Sorry. But I am going to finish under 10 minutes. I'll talk to you next week.